Today, we sit down with Dr. Dee Nice, a physician and wellness advocate. She will offer practical body hacking strategies that can help youth and teens, and even some of us adults, achieve their ideal body weight and size. Listen up.
Welcome to Season 4 of Black Family Table Talk. Listen in weekly as we share unique stories that inspire, build, and give voice to the strength of Black families.
We are your hosts, Tony and Tony. This week's episode is sponsored by ABTF Travels. Join us for an epic adventure of a lifetime as we host an official delegation of artists and art enthusiasts in Ghana, West Africa. Please refer to our products page at blackfamilytabletalk.com/products for more information. Tell us about yourself, what you do, and how you help teens and youth.
Yeah, so I'm Dr. Dee Nice Beaujolin, and AKA Denise Hunter, MD. But I am a medical doctor. I am board certified in internal medicine, as well as lifestyle medicine. And if most people are familiar with internal medicine, we mostly take care of adults. So you may ask, like, how in the world are you taking care of helping teens be well? Well, teens are my passion. Since I was a teen myself, I was always a youth leader at all the churches that I've been to. As a matter of fact, I think I was like 18 when I got my first youth leadership position, sitting on the church board and making decisions and everything as a youth leader. And I've always been that ever since. And for a while there, when I had my first son, it was hard to be a youth leader and a mother at the same time. Because I don't know if any of y'all have been involved in youth leadership. It's a full-time job.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And so I already had one full-time job. And then you add the child and a husband, you know, I couldn't have three. I mean, maybe I could have, but I didn't want three. So I had to give up my youth leadership position at my church, but I needed to find a different way to really get it, stay involved in youth as a whole. And I started doing some motivational speaking around Colorado, around Denver, where I was living at the time, and doing like preach sermons at churches on youth days. And that led into me kind of merging, like, you know, why don't you add some wellness into your youth motivational speaking? Because before it was just all, you can do it, you can be a good person, go forth and conquer. And then I decided to add wellness, and that's where I am now, mostly just teaching wellness to youth, teens, mostly high school, college age.
Now, what do you mean by that? Because I hear that term a lot. What services are being delivered?
When I think of wellness, I think of more prevention, prevention and maintenance. So the things like nutrition and exercise and sleep and avoiding things that are bad for you. That's where you were leading to. I have five keys that I use to kind of summarize it all the points and keys of wellness. Okay, it's called FOUNT. The five keys to wellness and wisdom to help unlock your best. And each of the letters stand for a principle of FOUNT, and each of them actually have three subcategories underneath them. So the F is for fuel. That's how you fuel your body. And the three subcategories under that is when you eat, how much you eat, and what you eat, because all those things are important. People really put a lot of emphasis on what you eat, but the when and the how much are super important also. And then the O in FOUNT is for optimistic. That really speaks on the mental aspect of wellness. And the three steps underneath that are, first is recognizing reality, second, make a positive move, and third, connect with love. The U is for understanding. And that's really just having a broader understanding how things within yourself and outside of yourself affect your wellness. And so when I speak of understanding, one is understanding you, understanding just basic biology on how your body functions. It's amazing how people have such limited knowledge about how their body functions. or they may have learned it in school, but they don't know how it practically applies to their day-to-day life, even though it's the same body you're living with. But people have very limited knowledge of how their body really work and interact. And then the second part is understanding how other people affect your wellness.
Whoa.
Yes, because you know, we are communal livers. We don't do very well as human beings isolated. And we just don't really think how being around other people affect your wellness. But I mean, when I say it now, you can think of many examples, can't you? But most people usually don't think of that as an aspect of wellness. And then the third part is how the world as a whole, or laws or society, how that affects our wellness. There's no better example than right now what we're dealing with the pandemic. And this is where we realize how wellness is universal. We're not in this all alone. Like, you know, we're in enough to be a very selfish society, but the pandemic really put us in check real quick to let us know that no, we're all in this thing together. So that's the U. Then the N is for natural. The first part is understanding things that you should avoid. For teens, I mostly emphasize alcohol, drugs, tobacco, vaping. And then the other part is just knowing some basic natural remedies. And I tend to emphasize more the sunlight and fresh air, how healing to the body those can be. And then the third part of that is water. I give water its own category because our bodies are 60% water, so it needs its own category. And I really talk about the benefits of water. There's even healing modalities or healing techniques that we can use just using water. Some of it, of course, we're familiar with it, like spas and hot tubs and those things, but there are lots more other things that we can do with that benefit. Water is so beneficial. Then the T is for time. The three things underneath that are sleep, relaxation, and exercise. So that's Fount. That's Fount in a nutshell. And each of those five keys, and even the three things underneath it, there have been volumes written about each of those things. We could end up speaking on things for years and years and years and never even fully completely understand it. But that's wellness.
Wow, that's incredible. What do you find that people are most challenged by, that's hard to really grasp and master it out of these five categories?
Sleep.
Wow.
Sleep. One is because it's a new field of study. We already knew that sleep was important to some people anyway. There's a lot more information than there was before now, and there's going to be a lot more because we're really understanding that those 8, 9, 10 hours that we're kind of laying there essentially unconscious, how some important things are happening, because that's where your body fixes and repairs itself. But you know, we were in a society where people were talking about sleep when you're dead. you know,
wow.
Yeah, right. No time for sleep. No, you know, just going, hustle hard, pulling all nighters. And we're slowly realizing that, and I'm hoping that people are slowly realizing that, no, if you don't get your sleep, you're not being able to function very well at all. So sleep is the one that's been, I won't say a difficult sell, but it's hard for people to kind of let go and really understand the importance of that time.
You have a strategy for getting ready for sleep, because we live so much in a go, go, go. There's a lot of stimulus in society, from your cell phone is always in your face, computer, TV, 24-hour cable, because you have to tell children or teenagers what they need to do to prepare for sleep.
Yeah. So it's important to have a bedtime routine. First of all, I'll tell you a story. There's a young man who is a high school athlete. He actually ended up with a scholarship to play D1 basketball. So he's been a very competitive athlete from day one. And I asked him, I was like, oh, so how much sleep do you think you need? He was 16 at the time when I asked him. He said 4 hours. I nearly fell out my chair. I'm like, you're a 16-year-old athlete and you need 4 hours of sleep? And the truth is, as a young man, he could probably function on that because youth is amazing. It's like, you know, youth is very forgiving. But imagine if he, as an athlete, was actually getting the amount of sleep he need and really saw how he end up the next day or the days to come, just how his body would function so much better. So I just had to share that story, how people have just a strange concept about how important sleep is or how much is needed. But a good bedtime routine is really important, and it really helps calm your body down. I say definitely start maybe 2 to 3 hours before going to bed, with, just like you said, cutting back on the stimulating activities, the lights from our camera, our televisions and our computers and our phones, which is the light is even much closer to our face. It really throws off that your body's natural way of putting us to sleep. There's a hormone called melatonin that the lights from the screens, that it decreases that hormone melatonin. And melatonin is a really important hormone needed to really fall asleep and stay asleep. So really getting a good routine going to calm yourself down. But more importantly now in our day and time is just really shutting the screens off. You know, there's some studies that say 30 minutes. There's some that say 2 hours. I say split the difference and do at least an hour before bed.
Brought up a good point about melatonin. I know a lot of people take that over-the-counter drug. Is that something safe?
It really is safe. As a matter of fact, as an internal medicine, we'll switch to the care I do for adults. Melatonin is one of the ones that we do recommend for older patients. And as you care for older patients, I do have to be careful about what medication we prescribe, just because the side effects potential is much higher the older you get.
So how does it work?
It's exactly like I said before, how melatonin is the hormone that your body naturally makes to help signal that it's time to go to sleep. So essentially, you're giving yourself this hormone.
And the best time to take it?
Within an hour or so before you go to bed. You can redose it again if you find in the night, early in the night, not like in the early morning. If you still have several hours to sleep, then you can go ahead and redose if you find that you haven't been able to fall asleep. But not if you've got to get up at 5 a.m. and you're still awake at 3, I wouldn't recommend redosing it then.
I would assume that this is for people who have a real hard time getting to sleep and have exhausted all the natural other remedies like chamomile tea and stuff like that. I would assume that when it starts impacting your other health things, you would introduce a synthetic hormone.
Most of the people that are into more natural medicine, melatonin is a part of their itinerary or armamentarium. I think most people that are into natural medicine, they don't really necessarily consider melatonin like a drug. Now we could think of Ambien and Lunesta and Restoril and those kind of things, that prescriptions. But as a physician, I don't have to write a prescription. Melatonin is something you get over the counter.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So what are your success stories? By using these 5 bullets or these 5 strategies, how have you been able to help young people where they can see the difference?
So I'm glad you mentioned it, because before I was mostly speaking to like on social media or speaking to more general audiences, but I recently started a class that I teach online for teen weight loss. Started it in January. I run it every 2 months. So January was one. We're in our second phase now with different set of students, and I'll have another one in May. So if anyone is interested in lining up, I'm sure we'll have my website up or my Instagram where they can find it. And so what I have seen is just the excitement, is that the word, about really finding out, learning how your body works. For example, in my weight loss class, it's called body hacking, and it's hacking your body system to get to health gain and your ideal body size. So I really emphasize health in this weight loss class. And a hack I teach them is that It takes 25 to about 20 minutes, really, for the information to get to your from your stomach to your brain that you're full. Wow. And you can do something as simple as just setting a timer, share out your what you consider a reasonable serving of food, and just sit there and make sure you take that entire time to eat. And then you will feel full and not want to eat as much, because overall, most of us inhale our meals in like 5-10 minutes. There's no chewing involved. And all of that inhaling, we never feel full and we just keep eating. So that's just a simple hack. Out of the whole class, there are 4 sections to the class. They learn about 28 hacks just like that, just using your body's natural biology, how your body wants to work to help you reach a certain goal. And so what I've noticed is they're always very excited about learning these like little factoids about, oh, really? If I do that, this will happen? And that's what I'm always excited about, people finding out how their body works. I also work with athletes. I work with a basketball team here in the city in Raleigh. And I really teach the athletes how not to rely on their youth so much. I mean, youth is good, but there are ways you could supercharge your youth and just take your game to that other level. And when I explain to them just simple things like certain breathing techniques that they can use to just oxygenate their body better, or even working with them and emphasizing the importance of sleep, like I mentioned before. So I'm just always amazed how they get excited about really learning how their body works and how it works practically. You know, it's one thing to learn it in a class, but it's the other thing to learn a practical application for it. Oh my goodness, if I do it, what? So I always look out and get that look.
This is explosive information to me, because I know that young people have so many body image problems, us girls. I just see this as such a great nugget, a golden nugget that you offer these online. They're like online sessions? Are they group sessions?
Body hacking course is 8 classes over 5 weeks. So the first week of the class, we do it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Sunday, 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 Sunday. And no, it really, honestly, what I've noticed is I've had a few kids that sign up. They don't really have a weight problem. And they just enjoy learning how their body works. Mm-hmm. And these are just really good tips to really help kids not get caught up in the whole diet and deprivation culture, not the whole wanting to look a certain way. Just really, I really emphasize them to understand that there's an ideal where your body wants to be. Mm. And there's some people that are super thin naturally, but that's not necessarily for you. And there's some people that want to be a little thicker naturally, but that's not necessarily, there's an ideal in there in the middle somewhere that just works better and helps your body function better. Because you brought that up, you had said there's an image thing. But now, I don't know, I won't say dangerous. There's a body positivity movement that's going on now that I take issue with as a physician. I like the idea of feeling confident and about your body and not feeling ashamed of it. But as with everything, it seems like we love to swing the pendulum like so far. Instead of just stopping at one concept, we love to have this pendulum swing. Because what they're now, it seems to me when I see it, they're really glorifying obesity. Like obesity is where it's at. And that's, you know, if you're obese, you should never try to lose a pound, to the point that, I don't know if y'all are familiar with Adele and Lizzo. Mm-hmm. So Adele, last year, she lost a significant amount of weight. The amount was not released, but you can tell from her pictures that she has definitely lost a lot of weight. She was basically almost attacked by a lot of the body positivity people because they're like, how could you abandon us? I don't know. I don't even understand. And then Lizzo, the latter part of last year, she had posted that she wanted to get a little healthier So she did a juice cleanse and started exercising more. And the bunch of body positivity people were like attacking her for wanting to be healthier. So that's what I mean by the pendulum is swinging. Like, no, we want health. We don't want to stay in our health unhealthiness and think, oh, you know what? I'm good right here. No. No, you want health. You may be happy with it, but your body is not functioning at its best. When you have extra weight on, it affects how your hormones work. It affects how your internal organs work. It affects extra pressure on your joints. I don't know. There was a time, you know, where super thin was in and people were being super unhealthy by being super thin. And now society is trying to say that super fat is okay also. How about health? Can we just shoot for health?
I love it. And that's why I really wanted to have you on this conversation, have you on the podcast, because I think that these are very important conversations that we have to have. You know, I remember before I had children, I was listening to Yolanda Adams. You know, she's very healthy and health conscious, the singer. And someone asked her what she was on a radio. She was on a radio show. Somebody asked her how does she get to be so health conscious? And she said that her family was very poor, but her uncle owned a fruit and vegetable stand. And that if they didn't have anything to eat, they always had fresh fruits and vegetables. So that's what she ended up growing up on. So when I heard that, now we have four children. When I heard that, what we did was we would always have a basket of fruit on the kitchen table. And we raised our kids at, if they wanted any extra snacks, any sweets or chips or anything like that, they would have to buy it with their own allowance. So I never bought chips or anything that wasn't available in the cabinet. The only thing that was available for them to eat, and they could eat as much as they wanted, was the fruit. And of course, we would include vegetables in our dinner. My children today, they're all very healthy eaters. They all love fruits and vegetables. And I remember a parent asking me, how do you get your kids to eat fruits and vegetables? We have a hard time doing it. I was like, well, I'm the parent. I'm the mother. I'm the one that buys it. So, you know, they were asking it from a very sincere place. So I don't want to be critical, but I think that we get so caught up in the trends that we don't use common sense. That's why I'm really glad that you said what you just said. I just wanted to share that story because it's just really about taking control of your life, taking control of your health. And my father used to always say, whatever you do to your body before you turn 50, you pay for it after you turn 50.
You know, it's funny. I'm glad you said that because when you're talking about, I always say that people pick their foods right now based on cost, convenience, customs, and commercials.
Wow.
Health is not the number one reason. And it sounds like you decided to make health the number one reason. It's the same thing I did for my kids from the time they were tiny. None of my kids have ever, even when they're tiny little babies, they've never given me any problems with eating a vegetable or a fruit. Never. Like, who's the parent? Do you not want your kid to be healthy? This is where you need to be training them. And they're not going to the store and walking up and down the aisle and picking this stuff. I mean, I understand if you want to get something for them every once in a while, but your parents needs to be parents and really understand the benefits of these things for their growing children. And one of the things that's unfortunate is that is not so, because sometimes even the parents themselves don't really understand the benefits of proper nutrition, or they've been stuck in the mentality that eating well is expensive, which honestly it is not. If you've ever really sat down and priced it out, it's not. Going back to the commercials, you know, I can't fight against McDonald's and Wendy's and Chick-fil-A. They got budget for days. Like, they got a budget for that. Even myself, I have to have a Chick-fil-A every couple of months or so, because they got me.
Speaking of healthy choices, you mentioned water as being essential and one of the subsets of the five categories. Children today, what do you call that? That bull drink, that energy drink.
Red Bull.
Yeah, Red Bull, the energy drink, the soda pop, the you know, all that stuff there, and the children you're working with and the college students you're working with, I mean, that's a go-to for them.
Yeah.
So how do you get that across, and how is it received? Do they follow that regimen of getting that, what is it, eight glasses of eight ounces each, 64 mm-hmm. ounces of water daily?
I make it easy for people to determine how much water to drink. It's just look at your pee. If your pee is clear, you're doing good. That's it. If you want to throw an amount on there, because honestly, I'm a doctor. I've been to school. I'm educated. I think I'm an educated Black woman. I don't know what 64 ounces look like. Ounces, is it? I don't know. My life isn't measured in ounces. Mm-hmm. But make it easy for people. Is your pee clear? And you kind of know when your body is well hydrated. You know, I haven't gotten a lot of pushback on the hydration part. I don't know if people have actually like just stopped doing what they're doing, but I explained to them that, you know, water is the best hydration fluid. Here's another factoid for you. If you drink soda, and even you can even use diet soda, because the sugar in diet soda even makes you fatter, quite honestly. But let's say you're a soda drinker. If you stop your one soda and replace that with water, in a year, you'd have lost 10 pounds without even trying.
Wow.
Without even trying, just by replacing that one soda with water. Soda is not good for you. I mean, we can go through the bazillion things. It's not even the calories. It's how it disrupts how the good bacteria in your stomach works. It's just very disruptive to your body. And I also wanted to point out with the Red Bull and those really stimulating drinks, those caffeinated versions. My other favorite phrase to refer to caffeine is borrowing from tomorrow. Mm. Where are you getting that energy boost from? Where's it coming from? Nobody ever asked. Where is it coming from?
Wow.
Why wasn't it there before? No one asked that question, do they? That's because your powerhouses in your body, call your mitochondria, you're whipping them. Like, you know, you never like those race horses where they're spanking them to go faster. You always feel sorry for the horse. It's the same thing that you're doing to your body's cells when you feed it caffeine like that. You're basically whipping your cells to perform when they're really not there. And oh my gosh. Tomorrow, it's better that you establish good, healthy habits in your body feels energized. Some days when people wake up in a day that they feel that they have low energy, they just keep it going, keep it pushing at 100 miles an hour. There's not a lot of information about teaching people to take good care of their bodies. Just really practical. This is how you live on this planet with this one body you have, and it needs to last you information.
Wow. That's you just said a mouthful right there. I, you know, so appreciate you. How can people get in touch with you if they're interested in taking your classes? Do you offer them for adults?
No, and I don't. You know, there are a lot of doctors online that give Dr. Hyman, Mark Hyman. There's those doctors that have information specifically for adults. I do put a lot of information on Instagram, which anybody has access to. And Monday through Friday, I always have a wellness tip. So it's dr.dnicebeau. Once you put in the D-N-I-C-E, I'm going to pop. You'll see my smiling face pop up.
Well, we're going to definitely send it out to our subscribers. That's for sure.
Sorry. And if they want to register for the class, if they on Instagram, there's the direct link there in my bio page, or they can go directly to my website, wisdomteethinger.com, and they can get all the information to register for the classes that I have. Right now, I do have the weight loss class for teens, and in May, we'll have two new classes that we're going to be launching. One is class for athletes, and the other class is going to be a class on managing your emotions, so stress, anxiety, sadness, all of those.
Great. That's fantastic. Dr. D. Nice. On Black Family Table Talk.
That's what's up.
Tony has done it again.
Thank you so much, Wayne. We love you. We love what you're doing in the community. You're out. Thank you for coming on.
appreciate it.
You too.
Okay. Now. Black Family Table Talk.
That's what's up.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Black Family Table Talk. We pray that you've gotten some tools to put into your strong Black family toolbox.
And be sure to sign up for a free subscription at blackfamilytabletalk.com. You don't want to miss out on special discounts and product offers reserved exclusively for you from our very own Black-owned business directory. That's blackfamilytabletalk.com.
Under Section 107 of the Copyright Act 1976, allowance is made for fair use for purposes such as criticism, comments, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, and research. Fair use is a use permitted by copyright statute that may otherwise be infringing. The news and opinions expressed on Black Family Table Talk do not necessarily reflect various platform hosts. All topics are for entertainment purposes only. Discretion is strongly advised and all commentary is alleged. This is a MICA 68 Media LLC production.